Hey everybody, it's Steve Webb and it's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 33. We have got a great one today. Hang on, it's jam-packed. This is Jimmy Bratcher. Get out the boat.
The Son of God came walking one night out on the water, what a frightening sight. Folks in the boat thought he was a ghost when Peter said to Jesus, "Can I get out the boat? Get out the boat. Brothers, they just sat there watching. Peter got out on the water, started walking. The wind was blowing, Peter was walking. So why you think they just sat there? Come on, get out the boat. Oh, get out the boat. Come on, brothers, don't just sit there. Get out the boat. Break it down. Which one are you, like Peter or the brothers, sitting in the boat or out walking on water?
Get out the boat.
Oh, come on, you got to get out the boat.
Get out the boat.
Jesus ain't in the boat, he's out on the water.
Get out the boat.
Just start taking steps, get your feet wet.
Get out the boat.
Come on in, boys, cause the water's fine.
Yes, sir. That's Jimmy Bratcher. On the show, I've got kind of a neat thing going on this show today. We're only going to hear from artists that I've met, either in person or via email. You know, one of the great things, one of the most fun things I've had in podcasting since starting way back in November of 2004 is all the great people that I've met. And so I thought while I was putting the show today, you know what, I got so many people here that I've met or that I've even, you know, corresponded with via email that, yeah, oh, it'll be fun just to do a show about, you know, people that I met. So that was Jimmy Bratcher. And Jimmy was one of the very first guys that ever played on the show. I think I've told you that before. I know I have, but there's some new people listening, so I just want to let you know that. Now, what's really cool about meeting him, well, first off, I interviewed him on LifeSpring number 55. And, of course, this coming week, we're going to be all the way up to LifeSpring number 107. So LifeSpring 55 was almost halfway back. But after I interviewed him, a few months later, I had him over to the house. Jimmy is from Kansas City, but he made a trip out to L.A., and he told me that he'd be coming out, so I invited him over to the house, and we fed him some of the lovely Lady Leanne's homemade tacos. And so, anyway, that's the first artist that I've actually met, at least the first one that I'm playing on the show today. Now, this is going to be one jam-packed show, I got to tell you. I've got lots and lots of music to play for you. I've got a couple of promos to play, and I'm going to, I'm going to the Podcast Expo this coming week. As a matter of fact, 1 week from today, as I'm recording this on Friday night, 1 week from today, I will be at the Expo in Ontario, California, which is no big deal for me in terms of distance. I can drive there in about 20 minutes, so I have no excuse for not going. So I'm going to be there, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, I tell you that to say this, I'm going to be telling you something very special that I'm going to be doing there at the Expo that you can be involved with. But first, let's play this.
This is a celebrity endorsement from someone that you don't know. Of course you don't know me. The New York Times once called me the most famous person in New York that nobody knows. That's true. Go ahead, search it. But you know, to several hundred thousand people, I am known as that guitar man from Central Park, and I'm here to tell you that Earthlink is just about the best thing you can get on the internet these days. I mean, if you're anything like me and you hate junk mail, Earthlink's spam blocker alone is worth a high-speed connection that starts at $12.95 a month. It comes with free antivirus software, a firewall, and spyware blocker. Look, take the word of somebody that you don't know and you have no reason to trust. Get Earthlink.
So I want to thank Earthlink for sponsoring the LifeSpring family of podcasts, along with GoDaddy. I just bought some more domain names this week from GoDaddy. I'm up to 27 domain names. Yeah. And I have 6 websites hosted with them. So, you know, you say, Steve, you've got so many podcasts going. How do you do it? Well, I don't even know because I've got 6 websites as well. But the lovely Lady Leanne does see me once in a while, and so do my kids. And so I'm a very busy guy. Let's listen to this young lady. This is Adrina Thorpe. I met Adrina and interviewed her on LifeSpring number 62. I'm telling you these numbers so in case you want to go back in the archives, you can listen.
Did you think that my love was so that I just swim away if you sink? Did you think I don't care that you aren't touching ground? No, I'll be hanging around if it hurts me to breathe. Did you think that my love was so that I just run away if you get a little old? Did you think I don't see that you've given all to me? No, life would never be quite as warm without you right beside me. Did you think that my love was so blind to your flaws, to your fears, everything you try to hide? Don't you know I don't care, you're worth so much more to me. I love you as you are, I don't ever want to be set free. Your head on my shoulder and breathe. Put your head on my shoulder. Lean a little longer. Put your head on my shoulder and breathe.
Isn't that sweet? When Adrina was over here at the house and I interviewed her, after the interview, we turned off all the recording and everything, and she played a house concert here at the house on my grandmother's piano, which is at least 100 years old. And, oh, she must have played 4, 5, 6, 7 songs. I don't even know. Didn't keep track. I should have recorded, but I didn't want to impose. I didn't want her to think that I was, you know, going to take some of her music and pirate it or anything else. I don't know. She probably would have let me record her, but very, very sweet gal. She was with her husband, Mike, and she used to live in Redlands, which is about 20 or 30 miles from here. Now they've moved down to Orange County. Yes, they live in the OC now. If you're interested, I think she's got some brand new stuff over at her MySpace page. So go look that up. Of course, I'll have all the links to all the songs at the end, on the show notes page. Come on, Steve, it's not that late. I forgot to tell you, too, my GoDaddy discount codes. We've got LS1, LS2, LS3, and you can find out what those will get you on the show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com. I'm recording this on Friday the 22nd, 2006. Tomorrow, on the 23rd, in the South Island of New Zealand, at the Majestic Theater in Christchurch, this guy right here, Edwin Derricutt, is going to be having a concert.
You live at the Blue Lake, and I live by the sea. I'm quite happy dreaming, baby. You like a book to read. We are players in this momentary cautionary scene. But we can still meet up together for an afternoon retreat. Is it all right if I sit here tonight? Can I take a while to linger in their sight? Is it all right if I sit here tonight? You don't like the right-hand side, and I don't really I'm just a fool for balance, baby. You need the symmetry. You're all about your midweek TV. I like social activity. Is it all right if I sit here tonight? Can I take a while to linger in there? Is it all right if I sit here tonight? And the light doesn't stop, so man slips away. And the night won't wait as the colors go their way. And it's all right if I sit tonight, that I take the time to linger in this sight.
You live at the Blue Lake, baby, and I live by the sea.
Yeah, tonight.
I'm quite happy dreaming, baby. You like a book to read. You don't like the right-hand side, and I don't.
Is it all right if
So that's Edwin Daircut with Symmetry. Now, Edwin is someone I have not met. He's in New Zealand, but I got introduced to him via email by a listener down there, his brother, Mark Daircut, in New Zealand. He introduced us, and I've been playing Edwin's music ever since he released his CD sometime in, I believe it was 2005. All right, now here's some news.
It's our big event.
Yes, that's right. Coming up very soon, actually, 1 week from now as I'm recording this show, the podcast and Portable Media Expo will be underway. Now, if you are in the Southern California area or if you plan on coming to the expo, I really would love to meet you.
Be there!
Well, yes, I'll be in the Orange County Podcasters booth number 619 on Friday the 29th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come on by there. And also, I'll be in the booth on Saturday the 30th at 1 o'clock for 1 hour.
But wait, there's more.
Yes, there is more, because on that day, on Saturday, I'm going to be doing a live show. At least that's what I'm looking at from the sign-up sheet. It looks like I may be there with one other podcaster, but if it's just me or if we can work it out, here's what I want to do. I want to answer your questions. So I need you to send your questions in either to the email address steve.lifespring@gmail.com in the form of an MP3 or call it in at 206-350-CALL.
Call now.
Yes, call now. Here's the thing. Here's the really, really big extra stuff. Of the questions sent in, I am going to choose the best ones to include on the show, and the best question will receive a prize. Yeah, you know what it is? This is cool. And this is coming out of old Steve's pocket. You're going to get a brand new iPod Shuffle, the world's smallest digital music player. If you haven't seen it, go check it out at apple.com.
No purchase necessary.
Yes, no purchase necessary. And I will be the sole judge, and the decision will be final. Void where prohibited by law, as they say.
Pick up the phone. Call right now.
That's 206-350-CALL or steve.lifespring@gmail.com, where you can send your MP3s.
You who live in heaven, hear the prayers of those of us who live on earth. Who are afraid of being left by those we love, and who get hardened by the hurt. Do you remember when you lived down here, where we all scrape to find the faith to ask for daily bread? Did you forget about us after you had flown away? Well, I memorized every word you said. Still, I'm so scared I'm holding my breath. You're up there just playing hard.
As yours was, still we do love now and then. Did you ever know loneliness? Did you ever know need? Do you remember just how long a night can get? When you were barely holding on and your friends fall asleep, they don't see the blood that's running in your sweat. Will those who mourn be left uncomforted? While you're up there just playing hard to get. eternity, hear the prayers of those of us who live in time. We can't see what's ahead, and we cannot get free from what we've left behind. I'm reeling from these voices that keep screaming in my ears, all the words of shame and doubt, blame and regret. I can't see how you're leading me unless you've led me here, where I'm lost enough to let myself be led. And so you've been here all alone, I guess. It's just your ways, and you are just plain hard to get. Ah, ah,
ah. Isn't that nice? Tara Lee Cobble, I met her, actually thanks to Trevor over at the Scribe Music Show. She was in town, in Redlands, as a matter of fact, speaking of Redlands, a couple of minutes ago. Trevor has been a big fan of Tara Lee's for some time, and he emailed me, said, "Hey, Steve, Tara's going to be in your area. Let's go see her." And so she was at a church in the area. Oh, this has been 2 or 3 months ago now. And so we went to see her do her gig at this church, and then we stayed and talked afterwards. And she lives in New York, and she's on the road like 250 or so days a year. I mean, this girl travels all around the country, and she's getting to do her dream. She's getting to do music full time. Now, here's a promo from a young podcaster.
Hey, I know about a podcast that has independent music, interviews with some of the featured artists. Oh, yeah. It's also family-friendly. That podcast is called Joe's Podcast, and it's hosted by me, Joe. If you have more information about Joe's Podcast, visit the website. It's joespodcast.net. Again, it's Joe's Podcast, JoesPodcast.net.
Joe's got about 12 or 13 podcasts out now, I think. And going from one extreme, a new guy, to somebody who's been in podcasting nearly as long as I have.
Hey, this is Craig Patchett. And despite a vicious head cold, I'm here supervising the final stages of construction of the Tripod Lounge. Once the lounge is complete, we'll be using it for production of the What's On podcast. Now, the What's On podcast is a new weekly podcast that will bring you highlights from some of the shows that make up the Tripod Network. The Tripod Network, which you can find at tripodnetwork.com, and that's T-R-Y, as in we try harder, is a unique podcasting network that is made up of hand-selected podcasts that represent the best of their genres and that are also workplace safe. Because the shows are hand-selected, you won't find thousands of podcasts that you have to sift through to find the good ones. We've done the sifting for you and selected only the good ones. Now, the What's On podcast can be found at whatsonpodcast.com. No apostrophes, W-H-A-T-S-O-N podcast.com. Everything is all set up at the site for you to subscribe. So as soon as you have a chance, head on over, click on the subscription button, and you'll be amongst the first to receive the first edition. That's it for now. I need to get back to work here and make sure that everything's going as planned. So until next time, this is Craig Patchett. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Craig. And of course, Craig and I go back a long ways. Craig invited me to be, actually, it was me and Rick Wesowitz with ICM Raw were the first two podcasts that were invited to become a part of the Godcast Network way back in December of 2004. And so Craig and I have been friends for a long time. And hey, I'm with a Pod Show Network, of course, right now. Craig is, I guess, doing something now with the Tripod Network. Very cool. So check it out. I have nothing but great respect and love for Craig Patchett. Good, good guy. All right, now the next guy we're going to hear from is a friend of mine. Yes, he's a friend of mine. I've spent quite a lot of time with Brian. This is Brian Duncan. And shortly before I started doing podcasting, this was just a little bit before I first heard about podcasting, we invited Brian to be a guest at our church. At the time, it was called Calvary Temple. Now it's called LifeSpring. And he came out and he did a concert, after which we sat and did an interview in front of the congregation. But this is from the concert at my church.
Men have a natural ability to lie. I don't know if you noticed that, but one of the first things that I had to come out of denial about was that I was a liar. I'm a liar, and I'm not morally very good. Character is something that you have to develop, and I keep throwing that out and building the other character. So. Said I never loved you, said I never did, 'cause that's what I believed before I ever said it. Now I never wanna see your face, speak to you again, 'cause I can live without pain, I can handle my own. Never lied to you, never lied to you, I never lied to you, until I lied to myself, said there were no secrets buried in the sand, standing in the canyon. Dug with my own two hands. No one needs to help me. Alone I'm doing fine, 'cause I can live without love, I can manage my own sweet time. Never lied to you, never lied to you, I never lied to you, till I lied to myself, I never lied to you. Oh, I never wanted to, I never lied to you, until I lied to myself. Is there room in your heart to forgive me? I find it hard to forgive myself for the lies that I find within me. It must be harder for someone else. Oh, all I can do is tell the truth. I lie. To hide the truth from myself. Oh, oh, da, 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 da. Hey, da, 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 da. I never lied to you. I never lied to you. I never lied to you, until I lied to myself. Never lied to you.
to. I never lied to you until I lied to myself. Na, 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 na. Till I lied to myself. Yeah.
Sound familiar.
That's Brian Duncan. If you want to hear the interview that I did with him, it was Lifespring number 52. Now, it won't be the same interview that we did that night. That was an interview. I went over to his place, and we just sat there and talked for a while. So if you want to hear more from Brian Duncan, that's 52. Now, Brian has won several awards. He's won some Dove Awards. He's won he's earned platinum albums. I mean, this guy goes way back. He, in my opinion, is one of the best singers out there. And he writes his own music. He writes the songs. He's not Barry Manilow, but he does write the songs. That's Brian Duncan at Calvary Temple. Now, this next lady, I have not met. I've corresponded with many, many times. I'd love to meet her. And she has just recently put some new music. Actually, it's not new. It's some demo music that she had recorded a few years back, and she just put it up on the PodSafe Music Network. This is Carmen Tyler. Carmen Tyler with Out of the Darkness. You know, I've met a lot of people in this podcasting thing, and Carmen is one of the nicest people that I've met. It's with her so far, it's just email, but maybe she'll be at the expo. I don't know. But just a real sweetheart. And her mom's nice, too. I've emailed several times with her mom, and so that's very cool. Her mom and I are not far from being the same age. All right, so what's going on with the Lifespring podcast family? I've got one more song for you, by the way, and this guy I just met, Carmen actually introduced the two of us. The next guy coming up is Greg Federico, and I'm going to play a really cool song from his, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about him. But first, I want to tell you about the Lifespring family. I've been telling you about a video podcast that's going to be coming out, and that will be this week. I guarantee it, if it is humanly possible. All the ducks are in a row now, and so it's just a matter of getting the lighting right and then recording and getting it up for you. So that's going to be fasttwitch.tv. And if you're subscribed to the All Shows feed, I'm going to put the first show on the All Shows feed. But because video casts are quite a bit bigger, I'm not going to leave that on the All Shows feed for the LifeSpring All Shows feed. That will have its own separate feed. But if you're subscribed to the All Shows feed, hang in there. It'll come there. If you're not subscribed to the All Shows feed, you're just going to have to watch out. Or you can go over actually and go to fasttwitch.tv now, and you can subscribe there. There's nothing there on the website yet. It's just a little thing saying, hey, we're going to be coming. But you can subscribe to it right there. And when the first one comes up, you'll get it. Your Wedding Your Way is out now. We've got two episodes of that out. So if you are planning on getting married, or if you know someone who is, get to LifespringPodcast.com and subscribe to Your Wedding Your Way, hosted by the lovely Lady Leanne. That's right, my wife. And then next up, A Wing and a Prayer. Now, Steve O'Brien is having a difficult time getting some connectivity, but I'm getting some email from him, and I've given you an update. And actually, A Wing and a Prayer, yeah, I'm not so sure about the timing, but it is one of the featured podcasts at Podcast Alley right now. So it's going to be getting a lot of exposure. So I sent off an email to Steve today saying, hey, buddy, you've got to send me some audio as soon as possible. We've got to get this thing going. So that's what's happening there. Steve is in Djibouti, Africa. Yeah, Djibouti. Not my booty, Djibouti. So check it out at A Wing and a Prayer. LifespringOnline.com. Just go to LifespringPodcast.com. That's the easiest thing. And let's see, LifeSpring 107, which is going to come out Monday for me, and you might not get it till Tuesday. I think what I'm going to do on there is begin a series on cults. I've had some emails about that. What about this particular religion? What about that religion? So I'm going to be doing a series on cults. There's a lot of them out there. And my definition of a cult may be different than your definition of a cult. I was listening to Podcast 411. Rob Walsh was interviewing Shrink Wrap Radio. And I should know that guy's name. Doctor, forgive me. Anyway, and they happened to mention cults. And the host of Shrink Wrap Radio said, well, one man's cult is another man's religion. Well, I'm going to give you my definition of a cult and definition of a religion and what makes a cult be a cult. And I'll be talking about some very specifics. So that's going to be a little mini series that we're going to start on LifeSpring number 107. And then, of course, Hymn Stories is out. Hymn Stories has been very, very successful. And I'm going to be putting a new Hymn Stories out this week. I'll also be putting out a brand new In Touch with God's Character, where we take one of the attributes of God as given to us in the Bible and talk about that. And then LifeSpring Sunday, that's doing well. That's where I put the sermons up from my church. And then, of course, there's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show that you're listening to right now. Now, before I play the very last thing, I'm going to play this song for you. This is Greg Federico, and I was just so blown away by this guy's music. This guy plays, he doesn't just play it, he writes this music, some fantastic jazz. Now, I love jazz of almost every kind. I really like the kind of stuff this guy's doing. He's in New Jersey. I don't know how he got this song, but the name of this song is Pacific Coast Highway. Thank you. So there you go. That's Greg Federico. You can find him at gregfederico.com or myspace.com/GregFederico. Of course, the link will be on the show notes page. Hey, I should have gone with my first impression. When I was talking about Shrink Wrap Radio, the host over there, I had in the back of my mind, but I thought, no, maybe that's not it. Yeah, it's Dr. Dave. I'm sorry about that, Dr. Dave. I got it wrong, or I didn't. I forgot your name, but I got it right now. He's also with the Pod Show Podcast Network. And so there you go. That's the show. Now, let me remind you, please send in your audio questions for the live show that I'm doing at the Expo. 206-350-CALL or steve.lifespring@gmail.com. What kind of questions? Hey, any kind of questions you want. I'm thinking mainly, questions of the religious nature, but, you know, I'm going to be giving away an iPod Shuffle, a brand new iPod Shuffle, the brand new little tiny thing, the smallest digital music player in existence today, according to Apple. So be imaginative. Send me a question that you'd like to hear me answer on the live show. A little bit of a long show, lots of music today. I just felt like sharing with you some of the people that I've met. It's been a fun thing to do, and podcasting is a fun thing because of it. Hey, I'll talk to you Monday, Tuesday for you probably. This has been Steve Webb and the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. God bless you. Thank you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.